I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Big Mike, PW Insider Mike Johnson, my good friend. What's going on, Haas?
Good moment, Taz and JJ. How are you guys?
Hey, good, Mike, what's good, man? Appreciate a couple minutes.
See, the good moment, real quick backstory on the good moment. See, the good moment is because on my when I was doing a streaming live radio show, the Taz Show, it would drop as a podcast. So when we're live and Mike would come on, we would never say good morning. Because on a podcast, what happens if someone's listening at
time
night?
It doesn't matter.
What happens if listening during the day? So Mike is the one who invented the good moment.
I like it. Good moment. I'm going to roll with that now moving forward. I'll give you credit. All right, Mike?
Just send me the royalties.
There we go.
There you go. All right, Mike. So SummerSlam, we got it coming up. We're going to talk about it a lot here. Now, you're going to the event, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be there Sunday evening.
And you will also be, I didn't announce this yet, you will be a guest on the special I'm doing right here on CBS Sports Radio and on Sirius XM Channel 206 and across a bunch of our great affiliates in the United States, 11 p.m. Eastern to 2 a.m. Eastern, a special Taz Show post right after SummerSlam.
And how about this, Mike? Taz will be my lead into doing the overnight on WFAN on Monday morning. Wow. How about that?
Unbelievable, dude.
It's a beautiful synergy.
There we go.
The connection. So, Mike, first, I want to say thank you that you're coming on this show, that you just came on this show, and also you're coming on a special. So, are you going to the NXT TakeOver show that Saturday, tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be at that event. Yeah.
Wow, you're just going to everything, Mike. It's unbelievable.
I don't turn down an invitation. I'm a very social person.
I know how you are. You sound very excited. So here's the thing, Mike. So I've talked a lot on the Taz Show, my podcast, and I don't know what your take out has been or what you guys at PW Insider have done. You know, real quick, just like Ronda Rousey, right? So she's getting a shot at Alexa Bliss's, Raw Women's title. I don't think it's the time, dude. I don't think it's time for Ronda. She's only had a handful of pro matches, yet she's a household name. She's a tremendous athlete. Her promo work in ring on mic has been much better. I think the heat is in the title, and you know that expression. You need the heat, the title. You need a pro with the title. You need someone who can talk into the building. I think Alexa Bliss handles all of that. I think she's underratedly great, Alexa Bliss. I don't think it's time for Ronda Rousey. I think they got to be careful how they have Ronda lose. You got to protect her. She's only had a handful of matches. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think Ronda really ever needs the championship at all.
Right.
Because she's such a large-in-life character, and she brings all that legitimacy from the UFC MMA world. I honestly think they're going to put the belt on her Sunday.
Really?
Because they've got Evolution coming, their big women's pay-per-view in October.
Right.
And what better way to start to spotlight that and start to build that storyline than to have her win the belt and get all the mainstream publicity that they love to crave.
Right.
I don't think she needs the title, and everything that you just said makes perfect sense in a logical pro wrestling, you know, the hero chases the villain, and that's where you make your money because you kind of ramp up the attention span of the fans and you want them to pay for that moment. But WWE's big thing is, you know, getting themselves attention and getting themselves mainstream media attention. And they're in the New York City market this weekend, and they love to celebrate things like that. And they love to do these big moments on major pay-per-views. And it just seems to me like they love to have that moment. And I don't see them booking some weird finish with Ronda. Maybe they will. Alexa Bliss is amazing. She's phenomenal at everything she does.
Yes.
But I think they're just going to go with, you know, what would be the easiest sort of story for them and have Ronda win the title.
Mike, as a guy who is not what you would say locked into the day-to-day when it comes to the wrestling, the Rousey thing I find fascinating because, you know, she's a household name. The UFC stuff, she's making cameos in Entourage. How would you say the general perception has been to Rousey taking a talents to wrestling? Overwhelmingly positive, negative, somewhere in between? How would you judge Rousey so far taking her talents to the WWE?
I don't think there's a negative here at all. I mean, she had obviously come to the end of her UFC run. There was some, the luster was off of her after the last couple of losses. She was looking for something that she would be passionate about. She's been doing some acting. She's got a new movie out, Mark Wahlberg, that comes out today. And I think she just dove into pro wrestling and it kind of reset her soul. Because when you see her on WWE, it's almost like she has to fight having a smile on her face because she's so excited being there. I have not heard anything negative. You know, I mean, obviously you're going to have your diehard MMA fans who are going to be like, well, why is she doing that now? You know, that's not like real combat sports. But she's obviously very passionate about it. She's phenomenal at it. You know, I had my doubts about how she was going to do when she first debuted. But you go back to her first match at WrestleMania. That first match was phenomenal.
Well, yeah, but Mike, you know, but yeah, it was. But as you know, she was very much protected in that match.
Oh, no argument.
You know, it's a tag match where it's a mixed tag match with Hunter and Kurt Angle and that and Stephanie. Yeah, but I get your drift. But continue. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think she's really, really taken to it like a duck to water. And, you know, she's had really strong matches since. I think her match with Nia Jax a couple of months ago on pay-per-view was very good. And, she, you know, her speaking ability, I think, has become better as she's gotten
more
used to this. Yeah. And I don't think there's any real negativity to it. I think she's found something that she really loves to do.
Yeah.
And I, you know, the original belief was that she was going to be around about a year, year and a half. I don't think there's a set time limit on this. I think she's really going to be around for much longer than people initially believed because she fell in love with this.
And I think that the locker room has, and it's tough to do this, speaking as a guy who's been worked there for a long time, the locker room has taken to her. The locker room respects, you know, what they respect about her. It's not just her legitimacy and her work ethic, all of her experience as an MMA and a former MMA champion and as a tremendous judoka. Her master was in judo. So they respect all that, but the WWE locker room respects her passion to get better at being a sports entertainer. That's the tough thing to do. When you could get the men or women in that locker room to respect you, that's a very difficult thing to do. And Ronda's done that quick because she's got an awesome work ethic and she cares immensely. And very similar to the way Brock Lesnar was when he came into pro wrestling years ago, okay, and I was there, and Brock was in a call with me and Kurt Angle when he was green as grass, and he wrestled at University of Minnesota, and he was a stud, he was amazing, he was this, that, and the other thing. He had no ego, and he had a passion to learn, like Ronda, how to do, and that's a perfect segue, actually, to Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, Mike. You know, Brock, as most know, is the Universal Champion going against Roman Reigns. Now, Mike, and by the way, we're speaking to Mike Johnson from PW Insider. We're talking about SummerSlam here. Mike, I really think that Roman Reigns wins the title here. I think they kind of the time has come. They're going to take it off Brock. And I think that, you know, because, well, Brock's future is obviously going to fight Cormier and the UFC and all that jazz. I think this is kind of coming to an end. I know you got some insiders. You talk to people. What are you hearing? Who does the job here? Who loses this match?
The plan was always for Brock and Paul Heyman to finish up this weekend.
All right.
But the last couple of times everyone expected them to finish up, whether it was WrestleMania or then when the WWE ran the show in Saudi Arabia, that's not what happened. So I don't know that Roman gets the championship at SummerSlam. I wouldn't be shocked if they do some sort of disputed finish and then Brock's on Monday Night Raw the next night and they do something coming out of that. I do know that coming into the fall, Roman Reigns against Braun Strowman is going to headline a lot of the WWE live events and the tours. And you have to think that they're going to have to create some sort of issue there. So is it Braun Strowman cashes in the Money in the Bank briefcase with the guaranteed title match?
Right.
And he ends up with the belt coming out of this weekend? Is it Roman gets the belt and then Braun shows up? Does Braun get added to the match, which I don't think they should do? They've got a clear issue between Brock and Roman, and sometimes it's best to keep the story simple and not muddy it up.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think it's, you know, here's the thing. Everyone expects Brock to lose, but the last couple of times everyone expected that, WWE kind of swerved them.
Yeah, swerve city.
I wouldn't be shocked if there's a title change on Monday and not Sunday, but Roman should get the win because the entire story has been he's come close and then something's happened to prevent him from getting it.
And to that point, Mike, about that they could do it on Monday to swerve the audience. So for those that don't know what a swerve means, that's when...
I was going to say, I'm learning something new every day here. I don't know what a swerve means.
Basically, a swerve means like the company, WWE, you know, who decides who's going to win or lose, they swerve the audience. When the hardcore fan base thinks that, in this case, Roman Reigns is going to win, they swerve everyone, throw a curveball.
Okay.
And they say, okay, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to shock you, and we'll have Brock win. Now, to Mike Johnson here, his pointer's on the phone with us, he's probably right, because on Monday, the reason why they would do that on Monday and switch the title there, where Brock loses to Roman, potentially, is because more eyes are on it because it's on USA Network. It's free TV. Not everyone has a WWE Network where you can watch the pay-per-view or buys the pay-per-view. So that's the reason that it could happen on Monday, I should say.
Yeah, and I think they've done a good job of getting people interested and in invested in what's going to happen with Brock. And for a guy who's not really around on the weekly WWE storylines, he certainly has the power where he really enraptures the audience, and they're debating and they're speculating on what his future is. And, you know, they've really gotten the most with the least here.
Now, Mike, as far as an underrated, under-the-radar type storyline from this event coming up here on Sunday, is there one that comes to mind?
I don't know if I would call it under the radar, but I think the return of Dean Ambrose, who was a WWE guy who had been out for about 9 months with a torn tricep, they had him return this past Monday, and he's going to be backing up Seth Rollins, who he's been associated with in the storylines forever and a day, when Seth gets a Intercontinental title match against Dolph Ziggler. The whole storyline there has been Ziggler stole the belt from Seth, and Ziggler and his muscle, Drew McIntyre, have put Seth in a situation where he hasn't been able to get a fair title match. So now his buddy Dean, who's really one of these off-the-wall sort of crazier characters, is going to be there to offset McIntyre. And I think that hasn't gotten as much of the spotlight as the Brock Lesnar stuff or the Samoa Joe AJ Styles stuff of the WWE Championship. But I think that's a match that when you look at all the players involved, as long as they give them time and they let them do their thing, they're going to really tear the house down and take the audience on a nice little roller coaster ride.
And that's the key right there, is to give time. So for those that don't know, when matches have a lot of time, segments have time, you can build that proper story. So, Mike, listen, dude, appreciate you coming on. And make sure you guys give Mike Johnson a follow on Twitter, at Mike PW Insider, and also go to PWInsider.com, and you guys could also join their Elite program there, which is a great – you have a lot of great content on there, Mike. You guys are doing a great job, and we appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to having you on Sunday, dude.
Good stuff,
Mike. All
right,
thanks, guys. Good moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.